This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thank you very much for your company. It is a Monday afternoon. We're looking ahead to an event that's taking place tomorrow, and I'm joined by two representatives of FKA, an organization that we've spoken about before, the Association of Businesswomen in Iceland. Back in November, we heard from the New Icelanders Committee of FKA, the Association of Businesswomen in Iceland. But today we're taking a slightly different approach and looking ahead to an event that's taking part tomorrow that FKA is connected with. And I'm joined by Grace and Fida. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you along today. So, Grace, can we just start with maybe a bit of detail about yourself, your role in FKA, and also the what FKA itself does as an organization?
Yeah. So I am one of the board of directors of FKA. And I am overseeing this project with Fida Bulibde as the international representative for the board. So FKA is a non-profit professional network for Icelandic business women and women in the labor market, founded in 1999. Actually, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary on the 19th of April. And the core mission is to support women as they manage and grow their businesses and also bring visibility for increased participation of women in the labor market.
And Fida, your role?
My role? I am also a member of FKA, been that for the last 8 years. 3 years ago, we decided to found FKA Suðurnes, and that's especially for women in Suðurnesum and Reykjanesbær, Grindavík, Vogar, and these areas, because we thought FKA Women in Business is in general focused on women in business, and we wanted to have extended to women in business in Suðurnes.
Yeah.
So I'm the founder and the chairman there.
And that's a part of Iceland, of course, for people listening outside of the country, that has been very badly hit by what's happened in Grindavík and across the Reykjanes Peninsula. So maybe we can just talk briefly about that. Have you had to take on extra responsibilities?
Yes, we did. FKA Women in Business is focused on women in business, and many of our women got hit in the Grindavík, in the all the eruption, and stopped their business and had to move between areas. So we've been supporting them. And actually, the event tomorrow is also just because it's oriented or focused around women in energy. And Suðurnes is known for its energy. We have two geothermal power plants located at the area. We have a lot of employment that is connected to energy business, and a lot of women in energy that we want to just podcast and show what they are doing.
Well, I know that the thoughts of the whole country and beyond are with people, particularly in Grindavík, but across Reykjanes, in the hope that there is going to be, that this situation is going to calm down and improve in some way over the course of this year. So we very much hope that that is the case. Now, the event that you talk about is one that FKA is collaborating on tomorrow with a Canadian organization called WIRE, Women in Renewable Energy. So, Grace, what is happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the event, there's a collaboration between WIRE, which as you said, is the we are the Women in Renewable Energy in Canada, collaborating with women in the renewable energy in Iceland, which the board of FKA South is overseeing. We are just really excited to leverage our skills and their skills and expertise to ensure that this collaboration is not only successful, but also a truly enriching experience for all involved.
What do you think the collaboration is going to mean? How is it going to work? Because when we talk about renewable energy, of course, and we've touched on the downside of it with what happened in Grindavík, but talking about renewable energy in Iceland, this is a very unique country when it comes to just how much of its energy can be supplied renewably. What do you think Iceland and particularly women in renewable energy can teach other countries?
So I'm going to let Fida answer that because she is actually involved in this sector. But what I can say is with FKA's involvement is FKA endeavours it has a the commitment to fostering knowledge and sharing and building robust networks with our community. And on an international level, our key objective is to cultivate both national and international partnerships to expand our reach and access new markets. Now on to FIDA.
So that's what I do every day: renewable energy.
Yes.
I have a degree in energy engineering, and it's what I live and I work with. In Iceland in general, we are really advanced in geothermal energy, and we can share a lot of our experience and teach a lot for the whole world. Recently, the Icelandic government and the Canadian government signed an agreement to cooperate in increasing the use of green energy. And we, FKR, signed an MOU with the Canadian Wire Women Association in Green Energy just to share our innovation and to podcast the women, show the women what they are doing in green energy. Many researchers have shown that women are more likely to come with a solution, a green solution that is good for the environment and the community, but they are badly financed. And that's why we want to show what women are doing, both here in Iceland and in Canada. It's already started. Landsvirkjun, our national energy, company.
Yeah.
Yes, the national. Yeah. They already have some project with producing electricity from wind energy in Canada. One of the presenters will be presenting tomorrow the project. And we also have women in geothermal energy here in Iceland, which I will be presenting for them. And then we have women in hydrogen also, developing new solution to produce energy from hydrogen. And and they have also in Canada. So we'll be just sharing our experience.
Because when we think about renewable energy in Iceland, is it only about geothermal energy?
Mainly we have the geothermal energy. We have five high temperature geothermal power plants in Iceland, but we have also Kárahnjúka and the hydrogen energy that we have also. It's mainly for companies, for industry, but for householding, 100% it's... Okay. Fueled with
and hydroelectric,
it's a big part, so we have it, but it's mostly goes the power produced from hydroelectric goes to like aluminium production and for industries.
And in Canada, I've only been to Canada once, but I have a vague memory that we did at least drive past a hot pot of some kind.
Yes.
Is there some geothermal activity going on in Canada? It's a big place.
Yeah, they have some areas has geothermal activity, not all over Canada. It's huge. But there is some geothermal energy there, and Icelandic companies are like also like Verkís also involved in projects there in Canada. Mm. I think Iceland in general is teaching the whole world about geothermal energy. We have a huge amount of experience, very good talent, and we are not afraid to share it with the world. So yeah, we are contributing a lot for geothermal energy, but Canada also depends on wind energy and solar cell.
And Grace, how much of this is about not just learning or sharing the knowledge of renewable energy, but also about learning and sharing about business in each country, generally?
Yeah. So I think the fostering relationships part of it, you know. So this is networking, creating visibility, and also empowering women's voices in the energy sector, which is, as FIDA has mentioned, is usually male-dominated. Mm. So this is another aspect that this event is creating a platform for, and what FKA is good at doing, so creating voices for women to be heard in the labor market and creating visibility and opportunities for them to network.
We also talked last year about the Women in Tech Awards that took place and the work that was, because they took place in Iceland last year for the first time, I think, and the work that is done to try to encourage women into the tech sector.
Absolutely.
Of course, energy is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's getting better?
I think that the conversation is usually like a big part in having improvement, but at the same time it's still very it's still very like male dominated, and as we can, we all know, like 22% of women are in the AI sector, for example. Mm-hmm. And so all we can do is create these spaces where we can talk about these things and create awareness and maybe even avail some funds and grants, you know, and finance women in these sectors.
Yes.
to study, for example, finance them to attend university, for example, so that they can also participate in this very majorly male-dominated sectors. Yeah.
And Fida, more generally, business in Iceland, we're here talking partly about FKA, the Association of Business Women in Iceland. Is it a good place for women to get into business and create businesses, do you think?
Yes, I would say that. It's a very good place. Of course, we are, in general, even though we are always asking for more equality between the gender equality, mm-hmm. but we are number one in the world. So women have more chances to run their own businesses. The whole system, the family system, the sharing the responsibility of the home, the kids, mm-hmm. it's much different and much easier in Iceland. We also go one step further. We have special grants that are for women in business or women to promote business, to finance women ideas. We have bank loans only for women. Mm. So it's a good place to run business in Iceland.
This memorandum of understanding that you've signed mm-hmm. Between WIRE, Women in Renewable Energy, and FKA, mainly in Suðurnes, or led by FKA in Suðurnes. What does that actually mean in practical terms? What do you want beyond tomorrow to come from this, would you say?
We will start tomorrow. We are involving, like, the Ambassador Jeanette, Ambassador of Canada and Iceland, will be opening, and our own Director of Energy, Halla Hrund, will be closing. So we are involving also
some speakers.
Involving government agencies so they can follow up. Mm-hmm. It's not only us women, it's also the government and it's also the embassy.
Yeah.
So we'll get the support that we need.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step, is tomorrow the hybrid event. Women will get to meet and then we will establish, we already established a platform on LinkedIn where women can share ideas mm-hmm. and ask for any...
How can people find that if they want to?
We will be publishing it on our website after the event.
And we'll put a link to that up on this page or the page that accompanies the show from Roof English Radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace, just generally then, FKA, mm-hmm. if anyone's listening to this, if they are a woman working in business in Iceland, and it seems like a lot of people who are in that category already know about FKA, already mm-hmm. are working with the organisation. But if mm-hmm. they don't, what would you say recommends it? Why should someone who is female working in business in Iceland be part of FKA, would you say?
I'm just going to speak from my own experience.
Sure.
So personally, I joined FKA because I had just started a business. As a woman of foreign origin, you don't have that much contact around you. But joining FKA, my main focus to join was to network with other women in business. But since I joined, like, I have been able to be supported and get, like, leadership skills that I didn't have to begin with. Like, for example, opportunities to speak, opportunities to come to radio, like to do like PR like this, for example.
Do you think that FKA, it was about not just opening doors, but just creating the knowledge that these possibilities existed?
Yeah. So for me, I didn't know that these possibilities existed.
Yeah.
I just thought that I was coming to network with other women. But I've gotten the chance to, especially if you take the steps to volunteer and be like in committees and be in departments, then you have these opportunities to not just grow as a leader, grow as in business, but also influence other women out there and be an inspiration, which actually Fida is a big inspiration to me and someone that I look up to. And
She's blushing.
No, she's, I think, not just to me, but also women in general in Iceland. You know, she's such a powerhouse. And I think I joined FK. Fida had been in FK before, and I saw, there's another woman of foreign origin in FK. I'm going to join. And I think it just supports you towards leadership in a way that it's even hard to explain. You just have to come to the organization and step up, volunteer to be in a committee, for example, and volunteer to be, you can't even like be chair or take any role within the the committee and the departments, and you just, yeah, it's just a place where you can just grow as a person and grow in business and grow in other areas of leadership. And I just attended the UN. So we have, there was UN Women Commission at the United Nations headquarters in New York. And this is, and you know, like this, they not only, it's not just about the people that you get to meet, but how you get to grow in just a week, you know. So these are the platforms that FK has given me to grow and network and meet people that I would otherwise never have met before. So,
and is that a story that you hear from other women as well, Fida?
Yes, it is.
Not not the flattery bit necessarily.
I think
it's not flattery.
Everybody's
she's
talking
awesome.
About me all the time.
Yeah, she's awesome. I would say that.
No, I mean, it's we know how the Icelandic community works, because when you meet Icelandic people, they will always try to find some kind of connection. Either a neighbor or in the school or in the, you know, like sometimes.
Yeah, you add somebody on Facebook and you've got 35 mutual friends.
Yes. And then when they meet up and they're like, oh, so where are you from? I know somebody from there. So they always try to make this connection and then they will trust you. So for us, people from our women or people from foreign origin, we don't have that. And being a part of FKA, it's like being in a cult, because we were not in the same school, we did not live in the same street, we don't have any family connection, but we are FKA women. So that helps us with the first step. And I agree with Grace, of course you have to grow, you have to prove yourself, of course all of that things. But we can participate in the conversation when we connect. We have something in common. You know, other than school or family member or, you know, neighbor.
Well, I don't think it's the last time I'll be talking to or about FKA here on Roof English Radio. So thank you both very much today, Grace and Fina. Thank you, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
And I hope it opens up new opportunities. And I hope that, as I said earlier on, the geology of Iceland behaves itself so that it continues to provide us with the good stuff, which is the energy, which is what we want.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much indeed. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime by email english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.